Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen. What is financial freedom and why do I need it? Financial freedom is the freedom from the time that you give to make money. What? I never heard the definition before. Okay, write it down then. Financial freedom is the freedom from the time you're giving away to make money. You're giving 40 hours a week to your job. Wow, that's a lot of daytime. That's the most valuable time you have. You're giving that away for what? To make $10,000 a month or 1 lakh rupees a month, whatever your local currency is. That's how much time and freedom. What do you mean? Freedom is time, the time in which you can do whatever you want. So you're taking 9 to 5, your freedom, and giving it away in exchange for the dollar bill. And it's taking way too much time. 40 hours a week is a lot of time to give in exchange for the money you need to live your life, which is before 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. and after 5 p.m. with your loved ones or doing the things you're passionate about. So your job is taking away much of your financial freedom. Heck, it's taking away much of your freedom by taking away much of your time. Oh, it's time. Then why do they call it financial freedom? Why don't they call it time freedom? Well, they call it financial freedom because if you are making enough money without giving it corresponding time, so instead of 40 hours a week, if you did it in 4 hours a week and you got enough money in 4 hours a week that covered all the needs that you have, that is financially speaking enough money coming in. Therefore, you are free with your time. 4 hours a week, 40 hours minus 4 hours to make the money now is equal to 36 hours. Now, one gentleman figured this out. Genius, brilliant, did it phenomenally well and wrote a book that sold millions and millions of copies. And now his blog is equally famous. That, yes, you're right. I'm talking about Tim Ferriss and his awesome book, 4-Hour Workweek. And then he took off on that, right? And he wrote 4-Hour Chef, 4-Hour Body. So he took that theme and he's built that, parlayed that success into business. Genius. Many people have these one-off hits. But Tim Ferriss has a hit after hit after hit after hit after hit. So he's kind of proving that he has this set of principles and techniques that he has figured out that he can replicate his success, at least by himself, over and over and over and over again. And if many of the people that followed him have been successful, now he has done the next one. He has reproduced leaders with the pattern of success that he has developed. Now, why did I take off on that? Well, those are all the ways you can achieve this so-called financial freedom. Financial freedom means you're making enough money in very little time that you have a lot of time left over for you to be free to do whatever the heck you want to do. You want to play with your one-month-old son? Hey, take off the next 3 months and do it full time. You want to take care of your parents for the next few months? You want to visit them like I do from US to India? Do it. Heck, you're saying you're not investing 40 hours because you have a 1.5 hour commute from your home to your office end to end in the morning and 1.5 hours, 2 hours in the evening to come back home. That's 3.5 hours a day multiplied by 5 days. That's 17.5 hours on top of your 40 hours. So you're actually giving away 57.5 hours of your time. And what did you say? Energy also. So you're also giving away your energies. So you're giving leftover time to your family. You're giving leftover energy to your family. No wonder you come home and you start yelling at the people you love the most because your boss yelled at you for no fault of theirs. They're suffering only because you're a breadwinner. You're bringing them money and you're supporting them. Suddenly you're like I was. Low self-image. Arrogant, not a very nice person I was, right? Demanding, low self-image, short-tempered. I'm not proud of who I was, but I'm thankful that by a twist of fate, I got in touch with good people, good mentors, good mentorship program, started hanging out and started becoming. So that's the key thing. Why financial freedom? Why? because I did not, I mean, how many of you all like to eat leftovers? You might, but you don't like to eat leftovers as much as you like the lunch or the breakfast or the dinner itself. Leftovers are tad less, right? So we are giving that kind of leftover time, leftover energy, leftover excitement to the most important people in our life because we don't have freedom of our time, because we don't have financial freedom. I hope that is helping, right? So you need to get your finances in order. What do you mean? Well, spend less, make more, save more, invest more into cash flow generating assets. Oh, build cash flow generating assets on the side. Wow, your income grows, not just grows from your job because of the skills you're developing in your business, but also grows in your business, which is a cash flow generating asset. Stay debt free if you can. Debt free cash flow generating assets. Now suddenly your finances are improving because your income is growing, right? I know people who have cut down full-time to part-time. Maybe it's a gradual progress. You're making $2,000 extra every month, so you can cut down 2 days a week. Okay, you do that, and you're only working Monday through Wednesday. And now maybe you double that to $4,000 per month, and you're saying, can I go freelance and work Monday through Wednesday? And you tell them, don't measure by the number of hours, 8 times 3 days, 24 hours. Can you measure me by the effort, the output, the quality, so that you don't worry about the time? And then at home, you get become much more productive at home, in your business office, doesn't matter. So you're spending only 15 hours doing 24 hours of work. Really? Yeah, but you're not cheating them. You're telling them, measure me by my outputs, not by my inputs. Inputs is the number of hours you're putting in. Outputs is the is what you're producing for them, the value you're delivering to them. The heck, if you're getting the job done for them, why should they care about how many hours you put in? And they should be paying you on the value that they're receiving from you, right? So those are all aspects of financial freedom. So now you got the real definition of financial freedom. Financial freedom means how many hours of your time are you giving away to make the money you need to live? Can you cut it down and cut it down and cut it down to as close to zero? Or get down to 4-hour work week like Tim Ferriss says. Now you have a heck of a lot more time than before that you are free to do whatever you want to do with. See? So your money-making abilities became so optimal that you freed up a lot of your time. That, my friend, is the definition of financial freedom. Go forth, make it happen. Write down 10 reasons why you need financial freedom. Write down 10 ways you can get there. And let's roll up our sleeves. Take one of the first ideas you put down out of the 10 and start implementing them. And ask us questions. Share your success stories with us. Heck, maybe I will interview you, your success story. And we will make that a podcast on our The Mentorship Program podcast. Hope you're enjoying this and getting value out of it. Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it will help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.